Hi, Chettles.
Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America.
Oh, yeah?
All the way from Vancouver, Washington, to the shores of Georgia, with a little stop in the hills of Colorado at the base of the Rocky Mountains.
Which is starting to have snow today. On them.
You got snow in the Rockies?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, no. Grammy thought she saw snow here the other day. She was looking out the window, and she yelled at me. She goes, "Is that snow out there?" And I'm thinking, oh, no. And I looked, and I said, "No, I don't think so. I think you're just seeing a reflection of the sun off the water, off the rain on the roof across the street. I don't think it's snow." So, but man, we got hit with some wind storms. We just got hit with some wind yesterday. Oh my God! I mean, it was just terrible. The wind was unbelievable. It was just like almost like hurricane type winds. I don't know. But it was nasty, 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 nasty stuff. Bob's trees littering my yard with all his debris. The wind blows in a way that debris from Bob's tree falls in his yard. It all falls in my yard. So that's just a real pain in the butt. I don't know. Eric, what's going on in Georgia? Anything exciting with weather?
I haven't really looked outside quite yet.
Yeah. It looks like Atlanta is going to go into the World Series.
Yeah, I heard they're going to be playing against Houston. The weather looks really nice outside.
Good.
Where I'm at. Last night was just really cloudy that you couldn't even see any stars in the sky, but no rain though.
Huh. Weird. So.
Hello, everybody who's echoing.
Did you get knocked out?
Totally. I was talking. You heard me talking about the snow on the mountains, and then all of a sudden, it just was gone.
I know.
It would not let me back in. I kept clicking on Podbeam, and it would not let me in at all.
I thought you were just being rude.
No, I tried to send you a message. It wouldn't let me in. And then I asked Aaron, "Can you get in?" And he said, "Yeah." I'm like, "This is weird."
Yeah, because I mean, it was like, so what's the, you got snow in the mountains, Dina Joe? You go, yeah, there's some snow. And then that was it. It was like, oh, geez.
No, I was still talking. It just cut me out. I thought you were like, oh, you didn't want me to talk.
See, now you know how I feel, because I'll be ratting around, blah, 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 blah. And then I hear you go, "Where'd he go? I don't hear him." And I'm sitting here talking for about like 15 minutes now, it seems like.
Yeah, no, it would not let me back in. It was weird.
I think it's going to be one of those technology days.
Yeah, but I was just in there.
Yeah, sorry. You were saying hi to everybody. Good to see everybody in here. Yeah, weird. technology, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It is cloudy outside. What's wrong?
I'm reading Aaron. He's biting at the bit. He's biting at the bit. All right, Aaron. I tell you what, man. We're going to get this thing rocking and rolling for you.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I can tell you are biting at the bit to get in here. So here we go, man.
Who let the dogs out? Hey, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric presents the A-Dog Sports Report starting right now.
I hope you're there.
Hey,
you
guys.
There?
What's up?
There you go. Hey, buddy. Yeah, congratulations on those Atlanta Braves there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now we got a little bit of a rivalry going now, my friend. You got the Atlanta Braves, and I got my Houston Rockets. My Houston Astros.
The Rockets play basketball.
Yeah, I know. Forget them. But you and me, man. Astros and the Braves. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the Braves, they had to.
Hi, Jimmy T. Welcome.
They had to do something that was pretty tough, was knock off the defending champ. So they did it.
I gotta tell you, I was shocked. I was shocked, you know, as well as they did, or as poorly as the Dodgers played. And then the Dodgers had that one game, that one game where they came back and they just blasted Atlanta. And I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe the Dodgers are gonna dead. No, the Rays won.
That was the one game where Chris Taylor, he hit like three home runs in one game, which was crazy. Exactly. Which was crazy. I've never seen anybody do that in the postseason ever.
Did you see him when he was up to bat? The last at bats he had, he was trying to hit another home run. You could see it. You know, it wasn't this, I'm going to get on base. No, I'm swinging for the fences. He wanted that fourth home run, I could tell.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, good for you, Aaron. Good for you.
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and give Atlanta a cheer because they made it. Should be exciting.
Yes, for sure.
I think they might have more of a momentum going into this World Series than Houston has. I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
I think the Braves are really hungry for it. Yeah. But then, too, Houston, you know, with all the controversy from last year, I think Houston wants to go in there and say, yeah, you know, we can still win.
Yeah, like enough of that malarkey. We just want to win a championship now.
Malarkey.
Because they got caught for, like, cheating with like some signal kind of stuff, and I'm just like, yeah, it's no big deal. Just forget about it and move on.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't get excited when they got caught anyway. You know, I mean, it's like everybody's making a big. I go, you know, they're the only team that got caught. I mean, all them other teams, they've got some kind of stuff up their sleeves. You know,
I think it was one. Year our rock my Rockies were in the wild card game against Arizona, and Arizona got caught for something like that, but with someone with their watch or something, like their Apple Watch or something like that. It was like years ago.
The way it is with electronics, I mean, everybody's got some form of cheating. You know, they're doing some form of cheating. You know, they got
like the Patriots.
Yeah, they got cameras everywhere and that stuff. Yeah, the same thing with the Patriots, you know. It's like they just got caught. Everybody else cheats too, you know.
And, yeah, they can't get away with it.
Yeah, and then everybody's all righteous. You know, oh, you guys are bad. Like, the Chiefs would be saying, oh, they cheated. Ah, you guys just haven't got caught yet. Your day's coming.
Exactly.
That's human nature's cheating. Human nature is always to try to grab the upper hand
or advantage.
Yeah, yeah, one way or the other. So what else did you watch that was interesting to you, Aaron? What else was going on?
I saw the opening night basketball game between the Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks on TNT where they got their championship rings.
Oh, okay. I can't get used to that Brooklyn Nets name.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I remember the Nets as the New Jersey Nets.
Exactly.
In my elementary school day. They're in Brooklyn, New York.
Well, what's the name of them now?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, that's it. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
They used to be the New Jersey Nets. And here's the crazy thing.
I don't like those name changes.
I don't either.
I have like some like old NBA Live like PlayStation 2 games, and the New Jersey Nets are still a team on those games that I have.
Nice to see you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's from like the games are like from like 2004, 2005, that kind of those years.
Yeah.
So like pretty old.
Right.
And I wanted to add this into my sports notes because back on Friday, I went to go play a few rounds of beach volleyball.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I went to this place.
You have a beach in Colorado?
Well, me and my coworkers, we went to at the place that I work at. We went to this place called The Island, which was both a little bit of like a, I think it was a little bit of a restaurant, but also they have indoor beach volleyball courts.
Interesting. There you go.
And they have outdoor ones too, but right now
they have outdoor ones. But we mostly played indoors, and of course, I tried playing with my shoes off, and it actually felt really nice on my feet.
He wasn't.
I don't know.
Sand. He didn't like the sand in his shoes, and I said, "Well, don't wear your shoes. You're supposed to do it without your shoes. It's a good workout, and it's good for your feet."
Now I'm starting to become a fan of it because, like, I like the parts where see how long you can keep the ball into the air before it lands or something like that. And there's just like the competitive side of it.
Right.
That's why volleyball I like it. Yeah.
Get away from recreational volleyball when you're out there playing with your family and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball is pretty tough. It's just like badminton. Have you watched?
Yeah, exactly.
Competitive badminton. Oh my gosh, that is unbelievable. I mean, it is such a fast moving show. I mean, a fast moving game, and I mean, it's crazy. It's like,
yeah, and I want to give a shout out to the Chicago Sky because they won their first WNBA championship this year.
Really?
Well, there you go. They defeated the Phoenix Mercury in four games.
Well, that's good.
I watched game four, and they were down by, I think, down by at least 9 points going into the third quarter, and then they came back to win by 80-74, and the whole arena during the game I was watching just went absolutely nuts.
How was their crowd? Did they pack the place?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good.
It was, like, fully sold out, and Chance the Rapper was sitting courtside as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as the WNBA complains, you know, the players complain about not making money in that, unless they get those stadiums packed, they're not going to make no money. You know, you got to pack out those stadiums and start bringing in the crowds and get those TV contracts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because with like ESPN, they have like a contract with like ESPN to. Because I know it's a basketball league that runs during the summertime when the NBA is not like running.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy that the NBA is back and get to watch those games because I watched my Nuggets over the weekend, a game from Wednesday, and they won their season opener against Phoenix on the road.
Nice.
110-98.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't bring up ESPN because I'm kind of mad at them.
What for? What
made me mad? Well, they were talking all this big. What was it? Oh yeah, Dina's already heard.
Welcome back, Jimmy T.
They're doing all this talking about we're going to be able to see the Kraken play their opening game, you know, and they had it on their schedule. I even set a reminder for the game and everything. And then when it came time to play the game, bam, we're blacked out. It was nowhere.
Oh, come on. No, really? Are you serious?
Blacked out. Yeah.
I tried to watch an Avalanche game on my ESPN Plus, and it was also blacked out. I was like, oh, jeez.
No, that's it. They told us.
Brother.
You can't watch the game over on ESPN Plus. It's like, get out of here. I ain't paying.
At least you can watch, like, any of the other teams. Like, I was able to watch a little bit of, like, an Islanders game, but I didn't watch, like, the whole thing. But
yeah, they didn't have – I don't think they showed any hockey at all Saturday. And ESPN. Boo, ESPN.
Oh, come on. Give ESPN. Give them a break.
Hi, Dos. Welcome.
And even the local channel, Roots Sports, you know, they didn't even carry the game. Oh.
Jeez.
Boo. Yeah, so anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, and then, of course, my Broncos lost yet again, four in a row.
I know.
They lost by three on a Thursday night football game to the Browns on the road. I don't know what's going on with them this year. Like, we started 3-0, and now we're just lost four in a row.
Well, my Chiefs aren't faring any better. I mean, they lost yesterday, too.
To who?
Who were they playing? I don't remember who they were playing. That's how impressed I was with the game. I don't even know who they were playing yesterday, the Chiefs.
I was shocked. I saw the final score before I went to bed of the Cincinnati-Baltimore game, and I couldn't believe Cincinnati beat Baltimore. Like, I was thinking Baltimore was going to beat Cincinnati hands down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was shocked. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I know what would make you both feel so much better.
What?
I have to give a shout out to this donut place that I told you about that Aaron and I went to on Friday. I told the guys there that I would tell everybody about it because they have one. They have them in Nashville, Walton Beach.
Thanks, Mystery.
Mike, Fort Walton Beach, South Carolina, Oceanside, Carolina, Denver, and Texas. And it's called Parlor, like the old Parlor. Donuts, and oh my gosh, I have just found my new new favorite thing.
In found your new hangout now.
Because they're probably like 1,000 calories for one donut.
Oh, I saw the picture you said.
Oh my gosh, they're huge, and they're nothing. I mean, I've never tasted anything like this. It tastes like a combination of like a flaky, it's called a layered donut. And they're not called cronuts, but I don't know. I've never had a cronut, but that's how I would describe it, as like a flaky croissant, but thicker. I don't know. I had the coconut cream and the chocolate, and they have about 25 different kinds you can get.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did have two, and you only sent me a picture
of I had two, too.
One.
And Aaron had two.
You ate the other one.
Which ones did you get, Aaron?
The first one was a French toast flavored, and one was carnival.
Yeah, I mean they are so good. They only have a few that are stuffed, like the cream with the coconut cream one I had was stuffed, and then there was a jelly one. All the rest, it's all on top,
Lewis got was the boxes and the crumbs, right?
Yep, that's it. But I swear, I'm not really a donut kind of person. I mean, I love apple fritters, don't get me wrong, but I just don't, they're hard to find a good one that's made well. And this place, they don't have apple fritters, but I tell you what, this is my new favorite. I'm not kidding you. They are so good.
See you, Jimmy T. Thanks for stopping by.
Bye, Jimmy T. And I think it was Shane was his name. They weren't wearing name tags. So nice, so helpful. Polite. It was just the whole experience was an A+. So if you have one in your area, check it out. Jess, if you can take your kids there, I don't know, maybe you've already gone, but I think it's the best thing. It's so good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yummy. Yeah,
I cracked me up when you sent me the pictures. You go, this is a picture of I ate the one. And then you sent the picture, and you got little crumb flakes around your mouth. Oh, yeah. These are really pretty good.
They're so good. Oh, they look good. They look good. Welcome.
Yeah. So anyway, Aaron, I was I was so disappointed by not being able to see the hockey game and everything, and my teams weren't faring good in the college, and I was just kind of bummed in the sport world, but then I switched over to cricket.
Mm-hmm.
About two of the best cricket matches I've seen. The first one was between England and West Indies, and they're playing what they call T20 cricket. It's a shorter version of a cricket game. It only lasts about 4 hours. And it was the lowest scoring game on record. I mean, it was unbelievable that the way I'd have to go into great detail and explain how cricket is, but it was the lowest scoring they've ever seen in a T20 match. And it was, I'm just sitting there watching TV going, are you kidding me? This game's going to be over within 2 hours, you know? And then the next day I watched India play Pakistan. And I've never seen Pakistan play cricket, but I'm a big Indian fan. I love the Indian team. I love their individual teams. I love their national team. Pakistan kicked their butt. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was
– really?
And then I come to find out that Pakistan and India have a major rivalry between those two. It's almost like they just don't like each other, and they go after each other. And it was what a great game it was. So I was redeemed. I was redeemed by two good cricket matches. So there you go.
Nice.
I still need to get you looking at some cricket there.
Yeah, and you know what I was thinking too, because I've been having this in my mind. Because I'm thinking once the college bowl season comes around, I was going to do that. I always try to play that college bowl, the Capital One Bowl Mania thing. On the ESPN website, you just try to predict like who's going to win each of the bowl games, including the national semifinal games.
Sure.
So if you want me to do something like that, I can do it.
Hi, Debo. Welcome.
Hey, it's your segment. You do what you want, buddy.
Awesome.
Do what you want. Yeah.
Awesome. So I could like give you like how I'm doing with my pick so far and that kind of stuff. It's been a year or so since I last played it. I try my best, but even though I don't win the $1 million every time, so I just do it mostly for fun.
$1 million?
It's a thing where you can, if you do like really well, you can win like $1 million or something like that. I mean, one year I was doing so well to the point where it just started going downhill afterwards. Yeah, it was like after the Hawkeyes won like a, I think they won the Pinstripe Bowl after that. It just started going downhill.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey, is Georgia still undefeated? Do you know?
I think so. I was going to try to look up the top 25.
I was going to look up the standings.
The rankings. Because I also watched that UCF Cincinnati game from like a week ago, and Cincinnati, oh my gosh, they put a butt whooping on UCF, 56-21.
Yeah.
And one of their star running backs, he scored four times.
Jeez.
Four rushing touchdowns in one game. The whole team had six rushing touchdowns in one game.
Yeah, college football's starting to really get exciting. It's good. The closer it gets to their championships and that, it just really starts getting exciting watching the teams jump around in the standings.
Yeah, I'm thinking Cincinnati's going to be a good team to watch, I'm thinking, because I don't remember the last time seeing Cincinnati this good.
It's going to be good times. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Aaron. Well, listen, good report, man. Good talk.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, and appreciate it. We look forward to the report next Monday.
Absolutely.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Aaron.
Stay Dog Sports Report. Good times. I'm going to end up having just Monday be the A Dog Sports Show. And that's all we talk about is sports on Monday.
Okay. That's how you're going to be.
Huh?
Okay. That's how you're going to be.
Oh, come on. You talk sports. You can do sport. You like sports.
Teasing.
You're a sportsy person.
Sure I am.
oh man. So what kind of holidays are lined up for today, Dina Jo?
Oh boy. Well.
Oh wait, before you say that. Oh my gosh, my little weather station I have here, you know, it's got the humidity and temperature, and it's got the barometer, a little barometer chart here. It's almost off the chart. It's so high. The barometric pressure is so high, it's off the chart.
Oh, really?
Wind's blowing like crazy.
Oh, it was blowing really bad last night.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. Aaron has a message for you in there.
Oh.
And then it is World Pasta Day. Carb lovers of the world, behold, it's World Pasta Day. Have yourself some pasta. Pasta.
Pasta.
It is also, I don't know why this is a day. Well, it's the day British summertime ends. It ends today. This is their last day of summer.
Oh, the Brits. For the Brits?
In the UK, yes. Mm.
It is. Do you hear that, man cave? Do you hear that, man cave?
It's your last day of summer. Go enjoy your magnet fishing. That's what it's called, right? Magnet fishing?
Yeah. A magnet. That's close enough.
Hi, the other face lady. It is also International Artists Day, which I think is awesome.
Ooh.
Artists, and they show painting. So you can artists, you know, you can be an artist in music and painting and drawing.
That's right. Art.
And cooking. Any of that.
That's it. Yeah, you don't have to be a, you know, hey, are you, you know, yeah, cooking's an art, you know, art, anything can be an art, you know, as a talent. Yeah, you got it. If you make bottle airplanes as an art, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Uh-huh. I agree. Now, it is also National Greasy Foods Day.
Ooh.
So I guess it's time to fire up the frying oil and chop some potatoes and break out the napkins.
I can feel the acne forming right now.
Greasy food day.
I love me some greasy food.
Oh, I know.
especially if it's cooked in bacon fat, you know. Oh,
oh God. I know. That's something. Is that a guy thing? You just say, okay, put some of that bacon fat you just used and cook that in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll make it taste so much better. It is also National I Care About You Day. So if you care about somebody, tell them. Let them know. I care about
you. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, you know, honor those people that you care about. Say, I love you. Give them a hug.
Give them a hug. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You got to. You got to tell people.
Yeah, you know, tell people you love them. You love them
and appreciate them. No, you never know. No. Mm-hmm. Life is unpredictable. Life is unpredictable, and you never know. You know, that's so always the fear I have is the fear I have
what
is always
you? John,
the fear I have is always, you know, saying some nasty, mean stuff to someone, and then their life comes to an end. And then I'm like, God, you know, really, I said that to them. If I'd only known. Well, that the thing is, we don't know. You know, I mean, so that's why even if you're having a debate or an argument with somebody, you know, and it gets pretty heated, you know, when it's all said and done, you just got to go, you know, forget everything that was just going on. I still love you, man. I still love you. You know, you know, I still appreciate you. And then just move on, you know, we need to be that way.
Don't make it so personal.
Yeah, give me a hug. Come on, let's hug it out. Hug it out. You know, that doesn't mean I agree with you, but we're going to hug this out and just move on.
That is the hardest thing right now, is that our world has become so divided that it is so hard to just have different opinions and people still be able to be friends.
Yeah.
Be able to talk about those differences if you want to calmly and still be friends.
You know, we're all going to have difference of opinions because we're different people. Yeah. We're all made up something. We're all different. We're not robots running around. You know, the closest thing you could come to being identical, which is identical twins, even they have difference of opinions, you know. Right. And we're not going to find, you're not going to find anybody that agrees with you 100%. All the time. You're not going to find anybody that agrees with you all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like and, the Christian lady said, everyone will piss off everyone at least once. And that's true.
Exactly.
And we should be big enough that we can get past that. You know?
Yes. And we have forgotten that it's not so much the conflict. It's how we react to the conflict.
Exactly. How are you going to respond? Your response is everything.
Yeah.
You know,
and
responding
you know,
when you're emotional is not a good thing.
You know, the thing is, and then aspect that would help everybody is you need to come to grips with that no one's perfect and you're not going to be perfect. Perfection is unobtainable. You are not going to be perfect. You are not going to obtain perfection. Perfection is unobtainable. You cannot get there. You know, no one can get to perfect. You can't. It's just unobtainable.
Exactly. You can try to be your best. That does not mean not trying to be your best. But like we said, we're all different. So my best is going to be so much different than yours and so on and so on. And I think that's right. How we were made, so that we could all have different strengths, so we could work together with those right. different strengths and have a better union, whatever, you know. It's just, but we don't do that. We've kind of gotten away from that.
No, what I was going to say before I swallowed my throat lozenge.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't choke.
Is that, you know, you cannot obtain perfection, but you can obtain excellence. You know, we should strive for perfection. That should be the goal. The ultimate target is perfection. I want to be perfect. I want this to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But realizing that we're not going to ever obtain that, that doesn't mean we don't strive for it. We should strive for it. We should go right. for it. We should shoot to be perfect, but then settle for being excellent. You know, well, we didn't play a perfect game, but we won. So we did good. You know, we were excellent. I didn't break the all-time record, but I still won. You know, I still obtained my goals, you know, and as soon as we get over that thought of being perfect, you know, and I think, you know, we need to back off on our kids. You know, we need to back off on our kids on driving them to be perfect. You got to be perfect. You need to be perfect. No, they need to strive for perfection, but then pat them on the back and celebrate their excellence.
Yeah.
That's what we need to do.
Because... I just read a story about, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish. Go ahead.
I just read a story about this young man, and I think it was in Nebraska. Yeah, Nebraska. They were running, competitive running, and he was running, and the guy that was in front of him, I think there was only like 400 meters left to go. The guy in front of him collapsed because his legs cramped up. And instead of passing him by to win, he stopped, and it took him two tries for him to get the kid up, got him finally up, and they finished in tandem. Is that how you say it? To the end.
In tandem,
and even
right.
when they got to the end, he let the guy that he picked up finish, go over the line before him, and then he went across.
Well, there you go.
That's how we need to be. We need to be there for one another, and we need to yep. hold each other up and not be like, I need to be the first, you know, I need to be the right. first, be helpful. And yeah.
Yeah. You know, you strive for stuff, you work for things, you go for things. And if you fall short of the goal this time, well, there's always the next time.
Yeah.
You know, you never stop. You never stop striving for that perfection. Right. You know, you always work towards it, you know, and it's almost good that you have an unobtainable goal. We always get these surveys, you know, me and Grammy, we get these computerized surveys, you know, hey, how was our service? How did you like, you know, this and that. And, you know, they always scored, you know, like either 1 through 5 or 1 through 10, you know, 1 being, no, I'll never do this again. I'll never speak of you again, to 10 where you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, you know. And I never give anybody a 10. I never. And I actually had somebody contact me back and say, why didn't we get a 10? I go, because 10 is perfect and you'll never obtain perfection. But settle for the 9. Settle for the excellence that you got, you know. Well, what can we do to be perfect? I go, you'll never be perfect, because there will always be something that you can improve on. That's why we can never be perfect. Because there is always something that we can improve on, mm-hmm. you know. We'll never reach to the point where we're just going, well, that's it. I've got nothing I can improve on. I am all around perfect. Everything's perfect, you know. Sure enough, you say that, you're going to trip on the corner of a carpet and fall down and hit your head, and or something's going to happen to show you that you're not perfect. No,
right. Well, life moves on. You know, things change. Yeah. Technology changes, so you always have to learn. You're always learning.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we should strive for. We should strive. We should shoot for perfection, But when we don't reach it, we should settle for the excellence that we obtained. You know, that's just what we should.
And applaud the other people. Don't be like,
oh, yeah.
You know, applaud the other people. Be there and give them a standing O. I just had I listened to a thing about that. Giving somebody a standing O, that nobody ever applauds people. Nobody ever. They're there to say when you're doing something bad. You know, they'll call your they'll call the job. This person did this. Blah blah blah, screaming and yelling at somebody with what they did something wrong. But how often do you applaud somebody and tell them that they're doing a good job?
Nobody says good job anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody says well done. Good job. Well done. You know, nobody says that anymore. Nobody pats anybody on the back anymore saying, hey, you're doing a great job.
God, you keep don't even know how that could just help somebody's day. I mean, something to somebody that is just at the brink of, you know, loneliness or whatever. Just giving them that little bit of a, man, thank you so much. That's why I wanted to talk about that donut place, because not only were they good, the customer service was awesome. At least it was for me when I went in there. It was awesome. You know, and I want to be able to say that, you know, when somebody does a good job.
Yeah. They say, I used to always be a real, I hated the saying that the customer's always right. Because in my eyes, no, the customer's not always right, you know. And once I started dealing with people and everything, I realized that that's true. One, that's true. People, customers are not always right. But why do we have that mentality that customers are always right? Why do we try to make them feel like they're right? Because, you know, because they're people and they need, you know, they need a little bit of pat on the back, you know, they need a little bit of encouraging, you know, they come in, they whine and they're crying and they, you know, this isn't all right. Hey, no problem. No problem, man. We'll take care of it right here. We'll take care of it. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's we'll take care of you, get you out the door, you know. Just that customer service isn't so much that the customer is always right. It's just that they deserve a little bit of compassion is what they deserve. A little bit of compassion. And while I can't stand customers that come in ranting and raving and hollering, well, you know, if you show a little bit of compassion, you'll put that fire out in a heartbeat, you know. And it's just, it all goes back to patting people on the back and saying good job. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job. You people out there that are bosses or foremen or supervisors.
Like Gina right there. She says, that's something I do with all of my agents when I coach them. I thank them for their hard work and cheer them on to keep them up.
Exactly. Exactly. When I was a quality manager at that titanium factory, you know, and I had that big crew of people below me, sure, there's going to be conflict. Sure, people are going to fall short of the mark. Sure, people are going to let things slide. And, you know, there's going to be problems in that. And I had to deal with it, have to deal with them, you know, and you spell out what the problem was, what caused the problem, how to fix the problem. But when they got up to leave, when after their little butt chewing I had to give to them, I go, look, but you know what? All in all, you're doing a great job, man. Keep up the good work. Don't let this affect you. Just learn from it, move on, and keep doing the great job you're doing. All right? Get out of here. You know, I mean, you got to pat people on the back. I think, you know, we went to this thing with kids, you know, participation trophies. And that went over the line, you know, that went over the line, you know, the participation trophies. You know, they don't need a participation trophy. They need to just be patted on the back and say, you did a good job. You gave it your all. You can strive to do better next. You can strive to do better next time. You know, maybe next time you'll get first, you know. But before you get the first, you got to take third, you know, and then you got to settle for second. You know,
you have to work for it. Yeah. When you're that whole participation thing was like, oh my gosh, you know, like,
yeah,
you can't just do that. That ruins the whole thing. You have to encourage people, encourage them to try to do their best. They don't have to be perfect, but encourage them to do their best. Don't just encourage them. All you just have to do is come and sit. That's a whole different story, but
yeah, exactly. You know, I know you just got to encourage them. You got to encourage people, and that's a part of it too. You know, I mean, part of encouraging is just listening. You know, if you just listen to people.
I think that they I had one boss too that was really awesome, and see, Tuttles has had one too. He said, when I was head purchaser for Gray Bar Electronics and warehouse supervisor, we would have movie time Friday afternoons. They bust their butts all week, and then we would chill out at the end of the week. That's awesome. See, you show them that you need to work, and I'm gonna, you know, you'll be taken care of. Do your job.
Yep.
And I'm going to show you how that I appreciate you.
Yeah, we always had.
It's awesome.
We always had Pizza Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd send a guy out and have him go out and buy about 5 pizzas and come in. We have Pizza Friday. You know, everybody come in and just have pizzas and chill. You know, and
when the one really good manager went away, and then these other people came in and didn't really know how to do it, they would just give us Gene Friday once a month. Oh, once a month, the third Friday of the month, you can have a Gene Friday. Whoop-de-doo! Woohoo! Gene Friday. Who cares? That was, to me, I was just like, well, that just doesn't seem very appreciative, especially when you had the boss prior to that was just so supportive. You know, she did. She busted your butt. You did your work. She made sure you did your work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she took care of you. Yeah, every single holiday, she would come with, I don't know if she had a Sharon Godiva chocolates or what, but she would come with little individual packages of Godiva chocolates and come to every single desk and thank you by name for your job and what you did for the company. Yeah. Everybody. Huh. Yeah. So she was really nice.
I used to walk around and just ask people how they're doing.
Stay. Hi, Alex.
You know, I'd walk in and say, hey, how you doing?
You're welcome.
Well, I'm working on this issue with Pratt and Whitney. No, no, no. I'm not talking about work. I mean, you. How are you doing? How are you doing? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. You know, the kids got baseball game tonight after work. Oh, great.
Hi,
you know,
Victor, welcome.
And you know, it's like, Victor, well, make sure welcome. You get out of here on time to get to your kids' game on time. You know, well, I will if I get this done. Nah, don't worry about that. You can pick it up in the morning. Just make sure you get to your kids' game. You know, I mean, show a little personal,
attention.
Yeah. No, we're too busy. No, nowadays we're too busy. Yeah, well, what do you think about this? I don't care what you think about it. Let's talk about something else, you know. We just got to get back to being humans. Mm-hmm. Get back to being humans. Get back to being people, you know, people that show a little respect for each other and, you know.
And just real, no one's going to. The people that are working under employees that don't want to work and just sit on their phones, you need to show respect and do your job. You know, it goes both ways.
It does, you know, but I have found in my days of being a supervisor that if I showed attention and gave a lot of pats on the backs and goods for them and stood up for them when they needed to have, you know, when they got themselves backed into a corner, I stood up for them, you know, then they'd go out of their way to do their work for me.
Yeah.
They really would. They'd go to a, hey, I hate to do this, but I need to have you come in Saturday. Oh, no problem. I'll be here. No problem. I'll come in. I'll be in here. Hey, I need you to work late tonight. No problem. I'll get it. I got you covered. You know, because they knew that they could count on me. They could come into my office and say, man, you know what? I got something's come up and I got to get out of here. Go take care of it. Go take care of your personal problem. That's fine. I'll get somebody. If I can't find somebody to cover for you, I'll cover for you. You know, and it goes both ways. But the more you treat people like human beings, the more they'll treat you like a human being back. And we're going to get back. We need to get back to that.
Yeah,
we need to get back to that and say, you know, well, I can tell you by your face you don't agree with what I'm saying. Yeah, you're right. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Let's go get a cup of coffee and talk about something else. You know,
let's go get a cup of coffee and a donut.
Let's go get a cup of coffee and a donut and talk about something else. That's what you ought to do. Why? You know,
you sounded break. A little pervy there. Sorry, but you did. Don't do that again.
Okay, I won't.
Stop it.
Oh, good times. Good times. Yeah. Hey, have you ever known anybody that's actually you know, made a wish with a genie and, you know, what? Have you ever known anybody? Have you ever known anybody to pick up a genie lamp, rub it, and get a three wishes from a genie? Have you known anybody? Have you known anybody in your life? No.
Besides Aladdin, no.
No, no. I mean, in real life, have you known anybody to have wishes granted to him from a genie? Just asking a question. No. Well, I think I figured out why. Because the last guy to ever get a wish from a genie, he wished that no one else could get a wish from a genie.
Okay. So that's why we never.
Yeah, the last guy to get a wish from a genie, one of his wishes was that nobody else could ever get a wish from a genie. And that's why nobody gets wishes from genies anymore. Sure. Yeah. I mean, come on. Jerk. You call him a jerk. The more I thought about that, I thought, yeah, sure. Why not?
You would do that too?
Huh?
You would
do heck too? Yeah, I would. I would do that in a heartbeat.
If you only got one wish and you could get Richards, you wouldn't pass it on.
No, they give you three wishes. They give you three wishes.
I know, but I thought after your three wishes, you could pass it on to somebody else, and then they could have.
No. See, you make your first wish. You make your first wish, then you make your second wish, and then the genie goes, "Okay, you have one more wish that I will grant you." And you go, "I don't want anybody else to be able to wish upon a genie for anything." Oh. And the genie goes, "Sweet, I'm done with this act. I'm out of here."
No more working for me.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
All right. We see how you are.
I would try
all the bases. I would say, well, I want a bunch of more wishes so that I can pass some along. And then he would say, "Oh man, you're so nice. I'm gonna honor you. And let's go pass some wishes along.
You are the yin to my yang.
Let's go pass some smiles along. But you, no. You're like, no, cut off the wishes.
You're wishing everybody else has wishes, and I'm going, no. We're the yin and yang of the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. And Eric's just sitting there stirring the pot. Yeah, let's just stir. Let's try to blend these guys together. This goes back to what you and I were just talking about. People always notice when something bad happens, but rarely recognizes good things. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. And we need to recognize those good things that happen to you every single day.
Stop bringing out the bad things and start recognizing the good things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, and here's a good thought too. Remember how when we were kids, we were always saying, I'm going to go tell mom. I'm telling dad when you get home. I'm telling. Well, you know what the adult version of I'm telling is? I'll take you to court. Oh yeah, well I'll take you to court. I'll sue you. That's the adult version of saying I'm telling. That's funny. Another thing I've noticed that's happening too is that these new actors and actresses, when they come into the industry, they get into commercials and they're playing, you know, other people in commercials. You know, they're doing commercials. Uh-huh. They get recognized. Their career takes off. And then they start making movies or get locked into television shows and this and that. But as their career runs its course and now it's coming to an end, they're back in commercials. Only instead of playing something else, they're playing themselves.
Hi, Omega. Welcome.
They're playing themselves in commercials. So they start out in commercials being other people, but they end their careers being in commercials as themselves. Just an observation. If you're not wearing any outerwear, Okay, if you're not wearing jeans or a t-shirt, if you're not wearing any outerwear, then your underwear isn't under anything, so you're not really wearing any underwear. Everybody's okay. thinking about that one.
You, what have you just been sitting around going, hmm?
If I'm not wearing any outerwear, then I'm in my underwear, pants. But it isn't under anything, so it's not really underwear.
So they're your Johnny's.
Captain Underpants. Thanks, Shorty. Hey, just a thought. Just a thought, you know, before we break into the music.
Yes, that's what they are, shower thoughts. Hi, Radio Project.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm getting them, shower thoughts. Shower thoughts on Reddit. Yeah, those are fun to read. Those are fun to read.
Yes, why do I park in my driveway and drive on a parkway?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's never made sense. That's always made me go, huh, what? Well, we can take a break from all this silliness and go into your music if you want.
Sure. Sure, boss.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock,
you know what time it is?
Watch out.
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Joe.
Here, Jess is asking, is water wet?
I don't know. What do you have to judge it against?
I know.
I mean, you get wet, but then is, I don't know. You're blowing my mind, Jess.
He's going to have to think about that one.
Hey, all Dark right. Bear. Good to see you, Dark Bear. Rawr, rawr,
rawr. Oh, when did he come in? I don't even see him.
Oh, I see him in the listener thing. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't Hi, see Dark Bear. All right. Anyway, it is the year 1964. We're going to start off with the Rolling Stones appeared for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show from New York, performing Around and Round and Time Is on My Side. A riot broke out in the studio, prompting Sullivan's infamous quote, "I promise you they'll never be back on this show again." And the Rolling Stones went on to make 5 more further appearances on his show between 1965 and 69. So here is the Rolling Stones with Around and Round.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stop rocking.
Round and around, the Rolling Stones.
I like the sound and even their look. If you look at the videos and stuff of them back then, they're all in those suits with the very, they're like the tight little skinny suits, I guess, and the thin ties. And they're all just kind of.
Same with the Beatles and
Herman and the Hermit.
Yeah, those guys. And the Dave Clark Five and all them old groups, you know, they were dressed up in those little suits. Yeah, the little skinny ties. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go on to the year 1966. A very young Jeff Healey, only 7 months old, had his right eye surgically removed and subsequently his left eye 4 months later and replaced with artificial ones necessitated by a form of cancer of both of his eyes called retinoblastoma. 3 years later, Healey was given his first guitar by his dad. At the age of 13, the Canadian guitarist formed his first band, Blue Direction. He attained popularity in the 80s and 90s, topping both of the U.S. Billboard charts and Canada charts. Here is Jeff Healey with, look at this guy. Look at what he's able to do. It's amazing. Jeff Healey with Angel Eyes.
This guy was an incredible guitar player. I had the privilege of seeing him in concert.
Oh, wow.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight. And every guy has got you in his sight.
He was a really big in the blues. What a great blues artist. Angel Eyes, Jeff Healey.
Good story.
What a great artist he was. I mean, I saw him live, and I went to a ZZ Top concert, and I was there for ZZ Top. This guy comes out. They go, Jeff Healey comes out. He's the act before ZZ Top, and I'm thinking, never heard of him. Don't know him. Never heard of him. You know, he comes out. And he's guided out by one of his band members because he's blind. And I'm going, oh, man, this guy's blind. And he sat down. He brought the roof down on this place. I mean, this guy cranked it out for an hour and a half. It was unbelievable. I mean, it's like, are you sure this isn't the main act?
Amazing.
And then ZZ Top came out and followed him. And I mean, oh, what a fantastic guitar player. And he'd be playing sitting. And he's using his guitar like a slide guitar, you know, or like a like a steel guitar, rather. You know, he's playing with it across his lap. Uh-huh. And then he'd stand up and start playing and trying and dancing. And his bandmates are looking and they're trying to make sure he doesn't walk off the stage and all that stuff. He totally got into it. What a great, great artist.
Tuttles has met him.
What a great guy. He's no longer with us. He passed away.
Yeah.
But what a great guitar player. Mm-hmm. What a great artist he was. Good voice and everything.
A great story. Yeah. Didn't let his blindness hold him back. It's amazing.
No, he didn't. He did not let it hold him back.
Mm-mm. And so we're going to move on to the year 1975. American singer, poet, and actor Art Garfunkel was number one on the UK singles chart with his version of I Only Have Eyes for You, written in 1934 for the film Dames, and the number two hit for Ben Selvin in 1934, and the most notably a high for the Flamingos in 1934. Also, Garfunkel is best known for his partnership with Paul Simon in the folk rock duo Simon and Garfunkel. Here is Art Garfunkel with his rendition of I Only Have Eyes for You. There.
Hard to say.
Yes.
My love must be a kind of blind.
You know, when I looked this song up, Dana Jo, I was kind of surprised because I never thought that Art Garfunkel went out and actually had a solo career.
Me either. That's
but
why
he did. Yeah.
Yeah. And he sounds good singing this so far.
Oh, he's a good singer. If we could hear him sing.
Are the stars out tonight?
Yeah, it's got a great, great voice. Art Garfunkel. Art Garfunkel. I Only Have Eyes for You. And that's from his album Breakaway. Art Garfunkel, Breakaway. She could crave. Let me put my false teeth back in. You know,
it's a tongue twister.
You know that he's got a great voice, and him and I knew Simon. I knew Paul Simon went out and did his career. I that was really out front, but didn't know anything about Art Garfunkel. But you know what? Together, they were an awesome duo.
Really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody remembers this song. 1985. One of the first rap movies, Crush Groove, is released in American theaters featuring Run DMC, New Edition, and Sheila E. The film is based on the life story of Russell Simmons, co-founder of hip-hop label Def Jam, and how he began an up-and-coming teenage producer. He recruited his brother, Joseph Simmons, and they began Run DMC. Here's Run DMC with It's Tricky.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital. To rock around, that's right, on top. It's tricky. It's tricky. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. Time is tricky. Yeah. It's tricky. 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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around, that's right, on time. It's tricky.
This is Run DMC with It's Tricky. You know, I gotta say, I'm not a rap fan, sort of say. You know, I don't listen to a lot of rap, but I have always liked Run DMC.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
There's just something about those guys. I just really like those guys.
Mm-hmm. They're good. Okay. The next one has three artists, and so I'm going to talk about all three of them separately. But it was on today's date in 1986, was the first time in history of Billboard Hot 100 the top three spots were held by female solo acts. The first one, Cyndi Lauper, True Colors, held number one position, followed by Tina Turner, Typical Male, at number two, and Janet Jackson, When I Think of You, at number three. So we're going to start off with Miss Cyndi Lauper in True Colors.
I love me some Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
I always come running out of the back of the house or the garage into the house when I heard her singing on MTV.
Hi, Johnny Bravo.
Don't be discouraged, don't worry.
This is Cyndi Lauper with True Colors. And if you go to our website,
Tuttles, I am not wearing shoulder pads.
I was going to say, if you want to see a picture of Dina Jo when she met Cyndi Lauper, it's on our Facebook page when she was young Dina Jo. Yeah. Cyndi Lauper with True Colors, okay?
Yes. Then we're going to move on to Tina Turner, Typical Male. Typical Male just missed becoming her second number one hit on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number two for three consecutive weeks. So here's Tina Turner with Typical Male.
Oh, I like that. Typical Male, Tina Turner. And to think she got beat out by Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm. And the last but not least is Miss Janet Jackson, When I Think of You. Janet was only 20 years old when this was released, but she had already put out two albums, including her first self-titled album in 1982. Here is Janet Jackson with When I Think of You.
Janet Jackson, When I Think of You. Awesome.
And that is it. That's the end of our list for this day in music history.
Good job, Dina Jo. Hey, will you take the mic for a minute, Dina Jo? I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. Settle down. Oh my goodness. It is also, there was two other days on this today that were National Mother-in-Law Day. So be nice to your mother-in-law if you have one. They should be your second mom. Hopefully you like them and not dislike them. But today you're supposed to celebrate them. And it is also the last but not least, Sourest Day. It's time for the sensation overload that makes your mouth explode. So it's supposed to be eating anything sour candy, sour. Hi, Jay, baby. So anything sour. So maybe get something sour and give it to your mother-in-law. I don't know. We'll see. The old man, Jay, baby, just, I don't know where he went. Maybe he had to go to the bathroom, but.
Or maybe get some more coffee, I would assume.
Yeah, something, huh? How you doing, Eric?
My day's going pretty good for the most part. Hey, Ashley, welcome.
Hi, Ashley. Did you just, is this the first show you were able to get into today?
This is the first show for today. you know, I thought John DeVito was supposed to be doing a show today, but I don't know if he had to cancel or not. Hey, DeGray. But I know Slightly Serious is going to have a really pretty big show tonight.
Tell us about it.
So, I think we're going to be catching people up on the latest news, like on Alec Baldwin and Google and Instagram canceling the Let's Go Brandon song that's been really popular, but I know we can't air that song here because of the explicit lyrics.
What song's that, Eric?
Yeah, that Let's Go Brandon song. That's been a viral sensation.
It's been number two in the yeah,
I know. It's been getting record downloads and listens to, like, on iTunes, but YouTube and Instagram are saying no way to it.
Yeah.
Hi, DeGray. How are you?
Because I don't think they like it's like political language.
Yeah. And that's why I won't play.
Welcome back, Crazy Lady.
Hey, anyway, thanks, Dina Joe. Thanks for jumping in on that. I just heard a siren. I heard a big thump outside. People yelling. I thought I heard a gunfire. I had to run outside and see what's going on. No, I actually had to go pee.
That's what I told them. I said, probably had to go pee. And then Eric goes, "Ark, get some coffee." I swear.
Did you tell him that? Really? Oh.
Well, yeah. You're always clearing your throat and coughing up loogies and stuff. So, yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, you know, I cleaned up that black mold out of my kitchen, kitchen and all that stuff. Here over the weekend, and I gotta tell you, man, my congestion it's gotten better every day since I did that. It's gotten better. I'm feeling even better today than I was yesterday, which was better than the day before. So,
good.
I think you guys were saying that, you know, you thought that maybe it was that black mold that was getting to me, and I think you guys were right. I really do. The only reason I didn't think that is because Grammy seemed fine. I don't know. But it's like, wow. And I got it all taken care of. I did a real quick, what they call a quick fix on it, because I didn't have the 20 grand they wanted to tear my kitchen apart. But it was such a confined space. What I did was I just scraped and the reason it's black mold is because they said it's dead. It's not the fresh mold. That's the dead mold. So I scraped all that off, scraped off the areas really good, got me some good mold killer and sprayed it, saturated it with the mold killer, let it sit and dry for a couple of days. And then I threw a primer paint on top of it, painted it up really good. And bam, I'm telling you what, man, I'm feeling a whole lot better.
That's good. So, that's good to hear. We don't need you being sick.
I just did not realize it was that. And
sound a little more, you know, coherent.
I thought you were going to say you're not clearing your throat as much. I didn't mean coherent. All right. I got you coherent right here. I still got another little area to take care of, but it's not near as bad as it, but I'm going to take care of it. And then
what do you do with it? Do you just put it in a plastic bag and throw it away? Hi, Tolan.
Yeah, I just throw it out. Okay. And I did the scraping of it. And then too, so you know, made sure I had a mask and I made sure I had goggles on my eyes.
Oh, good. Yeah, you should.
Because I didn't want the spores in that getting in my eyes. So wore a mask and wore goggles, all the safety precaution stuff. And I had my vacuum cleaner. I vacuumed it all out. And
clean the vacuum afterwards, I hope.
And not yet. No, I haven't. Well, no, I haven't done that yet. But okay. It is contained. It is contained in the vacuum, my shop vac. So.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, that it's sealed. The shop vac is sealed. So. So anyway,
afterwards you have to clean it so that you don't reuse it, and then wouldn't it go out everywhere?
Well, what I'm going to do is once because I have that other little area to do. Uh-huh. What I'm going to do is when I'm done, then I'm going to take, being since it's a shop vac, you can use it for vacuuming up, you know, sucking up water. What I'm going to do is I'm going to suck a little bit of water into that shop vac and make everything wet So when I open it up and dump it, I'm not sending those spores into the air. Follow me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Saucy.
No, you don't. The way you said, yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Is that better?
That was a typical, That was a typical telling a guy, yeah, just to shut him up. Yeah.
That'll work. That'll do the job.
That'll get the job done right there. So anyway, thanks everybody for all your concerns and Tunnels for helping me figure out how I was going to get it all cleaned up in that too. So yeah, you can say down the area with a strong bleach. Exactly. We were going to use bleach. We're going to use Tunnels said, I think Tunnels was the one that said like an 80-20 mixture of Clorox. But I went ahead and just bought some stuff that was already in a spray can, and it was, you know, recommended by the restoration company that came out. You know, they recommended this product.
He was honest.
So good times. That's all done.
Tuttle said Mr. A was the one that were recommended.
Oh, Mr. A. Sorry. Mr. A, Tuttles.
See, all of us girls are thinking the same thing. Bleach, clean it.
Yeah, exactly. bleach water into the shop back. I know. Okay, ladies. Jeez Louise. Woo. Thank you. The slap squad prevails. So, man, I'm glad. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning into our show. This is our Monday show. We are here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We'll be here all week. And this kicks off a 20-show countdown to our 400th show.
Oh, my gosh.
We're at show 380 right now. We will hit our 400th show November 22nd. November 22nd will be our 400th show. That is going to be our short week. We'll do a show that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we're taking the rest of the week off for Thanksgiving. So I thought, what a great time to have the 400th show is on the week of Thanksgiving. Yay! So we're excited about that.
Yep.
400th show. Good Lord, guys. Dina, Joe, Eric, 400
That's
shows.
That's crazy.
And I think besides Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday, us having that Thanksgiving hiatus, I know we won't be here Christmas Eve more than likely, like December 24th, which is a Friday, because Christmas Day falls on a Saturday this year.
Yeah, we'll be taking that Friday off. Not have a show that Friday. Christmas Eve day. Yeah, we won't be doing that.
We'll do a New Year's Eve show.
Yeah, I think we did last year, too. We did a New Year's Eve show.
Because that would be kind of our year in review show, where, of course, we thank everybody who joined us this year and invite them to join us again in the new year.
Right. Hey, you know, we're closing in on doing this for 2 years.
That's awesome.
I know. We're closing in on that. That'll be in March. The end of March. We'll be
celebrating our 2 year anniversary.
Yeah. We'll be celebrating our 2 year anniversary at the end of March. Man,
thank you guys so much.
God, you guys are just great too. And to think that this all just started out as a little hobby. It's all a little hobby. I remember firing up the show for the first time, and Eric called in. Hey, who are you?
I couldn't find you. You're like, come to my show. I'm like, where are you? I can't find you.
Yeah. And then you found me. Eric actually called in with a couple of practice shows I was trying to do, trying to see if I could get it to work.
Yeah, I remember Ollie Harris, too.
Yep, mm-hmm. Ollie Harris and Eric were the first two. And then, I got in touch with Dina Joe, and I, hey, come on on the show and talk about your pet fostering thing. Mm-hmm. And bam, that started it all off March 31st, 2020. And we've been doing this for a long time, but it's been fun. And you know what? Grammy and I were talking the other day. We're saying, man, what's your goal? I said, my goal is for us to be doing this, have a 10-year anniversary. Have a 10-year anniversary doing this.
Yes, he kind of did. Hi, Doc G.
Yeah, I fostered Dina Joe in, yeah.
And I think since the Dreadnought 928 days, I know like the listeners that have been with us the longest include like Jess Duck, J-Baby, Tony, and Mr. T. And then we've gained new listeners along the way. And then then we know we've had some to kind of like drop off, and you know, we haven't seen on Podbean in months. Like,
right.
I know we really miss seeing Roxanne, and but at least we hope she's doing great. But I know y'all probably have her email address to reach out to her to see how she's doing, and then I know Cracks, she's been kind of busy with work to where she's not been able to do her Exotics Radio podcast, but we hope, you know, she's doing great and hope she comes back soon to see us.
And, yeah, I hear from her every now and then. I hear from her every now and then on Instagram. So yeah, she's doing great. So, but anyway, good times, exciting times, just having a good time doing all this stuff. And it's great. And like I said, we appreciate all you guys coming in and sharing it with us. I'll never leave y'all or stuck with me forever. Thanks, Jay Baby. Thanks for coming in and visiting with us. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Hit that follow button and come on back. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time. And we'll be back tomorrow for our Tuesday show. We're just here having a good time, having some fun.
Yes.
Eric, you want to plug a few shows real quick before we're out of here?
Well, besides Slightly Serious coming up in primetime later, you've got Milk Dog throughout the day. And be on lookout this week for Mike Tampe to do his new Light Power of Love series. And then be on lookout for Jeremy to do Cummings' Culture this week if he's not too busy. And of course, we're still sending our thoughts and well wishes to Scooter and Spanky. Hope they get better soon and start back doing their shows, because I know we're really starting to miss them. And then hopefully Ralph is doing a show tomorrow or one day this week. And I know we'll be back tomorrow, as always.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Friends.
We'll be back. We got a bunch of friends with all kinds of podcasts. And if you're in our show, if you're in our group of followers and that, and you're in our chat room and you want to plug your podcast, feel free to use our chat room and give a date, time, and when you're going to be on, so everybody knows when you're going to be on and doing your podcast. We do not have a problem with that. That's what we like to do. And we got a lot of things we're working on. I got a lot of things I'm working on, taking our little podcast enterprise into other little different areas and that. We'll talk about that more.
Oh, nice to have you, Debbie.
We'll talk about that more as the days go on. But our webpage is up, and we're working on that, trying to get that up and running a little bit fuller. I got a friend of mine who's an IT type of guy. He's going to sign on as an admin and trying to relieve some of this crazy pressure of the old man trying to figure this stuff out. He's having mercy on me.
And hopefully John DeVito will be doing some more shows this week too, including, you know, like his Serial Killer Profiles series, which I know he's been burning it up with the downloads, and hopefully he has a freestyle show this week, so be on lookout for him as well.
And Doc G's show Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10:30, sort of.
Doc G. Yeah, check him out. Check him out. Debbie, we're good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, cheers to you.
I think she's down in Australia, so yep. Glad you could join us.
Yes, she is. And now, a word from Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. We love you guys and appreciate you so, so very much. Hope you have a great rest of your day and a great start to your week. See you around the Podbean. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Dina Jo. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for all the shares. Thanks for all the likes. Thanks for telling your friends to tune in. We just appreciate it. We're here for you guys. We're just trying to get you out the door having a good day and a good week, because that's what it's all about.
Rockin' L. And Rock Mr. Rockin' L is a great show too. Check him out.
Our music's come to an end. We're out of here.
Bye, guys.
Love you and God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll do it all again tomorrow.
Later, Gators.